During this year's 2006 funding drive. Thanks to your generosity, we reached our goal of $30,000. Now put your money where your mouth is and pay your pledge by mail, online at www.chuo.fm, or in person at 65 University Private Room 0038. Thank you for making 2006 our best year yet.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott. We just heard some music from guitarist Mark Elf, and that's from Mark's brand new album. It's entitled Lift Off, and we heard Left Hand Corner. This afternoon, I'm going to be featuring an interview that I did with Dawood David Williams. It took place in 1996 at CHUO in the studio. Actually, it was the show that we broadcast at the end of June, June the 30th. So it was right in the middle of the Ottawa International Jazz Festival. So you can ignore any references that may have been made during that interview. Actually, we're going to start off with part one of the interview today. And it's part one of a four-part interview with Dawood David Williams. And I believe that at the time we were discussing the importance of the Village Vanguard. So I think you'll really enjoy that. We're going to start off with some music from Matthias Landius. This is from an album called Jazz Manifesto. And we're going to listen to a tune entitled Garnia Filmstaden.
Tack så mycket! Carl Martin Almqvist! Ola Botsen! Sebastian Bolle! Filip Augustsson! Tack så jättemycket!
Thank you.
music from Swedish musician Peter Johannesson, and that was taken from his album New Life, and we heard a tune called South Pole. And just before that, we heard some music, some live music, actually, from Matthias Landius and something called Garnia Filmstaden. I'm Randy McKelligan, and you're listening to 2 Hours of Jazz here on CHUO-FM, coming to you live from the University of Ottawa at 89.1 on your FM dial. We're also streaming live on the internet at www.chuo.fm. Well, as promised, we're going to listen to an interview that I had with co-founder of the Spirit of Life Ensemble and percussionist Daoud David Williams back in 1996. That's coming up in this next set. To get us there, here's some music from trumpet player Wynton Marsalis and a tune entitled Union Pacific Big Boy.
Listening to CHUO 89.1 FM in Ottawa.
And we have a very special guest in the studio this afternoon, David Williams. Welcome to Ottawa.
Oh, thank you for inviting me here to the station, Randy. It's my honor and pleasure to be here in Ottawa and join you this afternoon.
Well, last year, David was in town with the Spirit of Life Ensemble, and a lot of people thought it was one of the great highlights of the festival from last year. And do you plan on coming back, David?
Well, we hope so. You know, we would truly look forward to it, and we're hoping the festival would invite us back. And they're very wonderful, charming people, and they're doing a great job here for jazz and the music and the people of Ottawa. And it was a great festival, and our band still talks about it and feels it was one of the best, nicest organized festivals, and people were very congenial, polite, and we had a great time. The fans were splendid, to say the least.
Yeah, it certainly is a great festival and a great bargain. It's still one of the most inexpensive festivals for people to attend and be presented with some high-quality music. Now, Daoud, Spirit of Life Ensemble has a CD out, Live at the Five Spot, and we're going to listen to a track from it. Now, you were telling me earlier, this is not the same Five Spot that Eric Dolphy and Monk played in, right?
Right. No, this is another newer club that opened up, I guess, a couple of years ago. And I don't know the connection, they're just using the name or what have you, but it's this new club is located up on 31st off of 5th, and it's a beautiful club, great acoustics, plenty of room for our big band. And the old club, which was located down on St. Mark's Place in the East Village, and I mentioned to you earlier, Randy, the last show I caught there before they closed down was with Sun Ra's band, Sun Ra himself and his band with Pat Patrick and John Gilmore and others, and it was quite a show.
Must have been a memorable show, for
sure. Oh, yes, very much so.
Tell us a little bit about the song that we're going to listen to now from the CD, Good Vibes at the 12-Inch Circle.
Oh, okay, that was composed by one of our trumpet players, Carlos Francis, and he's also a music educator with the public school system in New Jersey, and one of the schools he teaches at is called PS12. So he wrote this for the students and the school, and he gave it to the band to work out as a ensemble arrangement, and that's where we got the title, Good Vibes at the 12th Circle.
meet you on the Bulgarski, your community radio station that goes beyond borders.
Well, we just listened to the Spirit of Life Ensemble, and my guest this afternoon is David Williams, founder of the Spirit of Life Ensemble, or co-founder?
At the time, co-founder.
Co-founder.
Me and Cliff Walston founded the group. And actually, it evolved out of another group called Ascension Arts Workshop, which was a collective of artists of all disciplines, multimedias. And so out of that, in 1975, gave birth to Spirit of Life Ensemble. So we've been together 21 years now.
Wow.
And some of us were there from the beginning, and we've had members come in 15 years ago, 10 years, 5, and more recent up to this past year.
Wow. You know,
so there's always transformation going on and growth and new ideas, and that's what keeps the group, to us, exciting, and we hope to the public.
Mm-hmm. Now, where can people pick up your CD here in Ottawa?
Well, we're here at CD Warehouse. Here in Ottawa, they have our recordings on hand, and in the States, Tower Records and HMV and some of the large outlets.
Great.
I'd like to also mention those who journey to New York City can see the band every Monday night at Sweet Basil's Jazz Club, very famous club right down the street from the Village Vanguard. We're there every Monday night. We replaced the Gil Evans band that was there for many years. And then it was directed by his son, Miles Evans. And we came in about a year ago, and we've been there since. So it's been a good relationship between us, the club, and the audience. So we hope to be there, even if it's half as long as Gil Evans' band. Yeah. We would be happy.
That's great. Now, we're doing the Village Vanguard this afternoon. What's that club like when you first go into it? It's small, intimate?
Yes. You come in off the streets, you go down the stairs. There's a long stairway that opens up into the club, and it's, I would say, you know, relatively small. I don't know what the seating capacity, if it's 100 or more. And this intimate club, and kind of dimly lit, but very nice, nice artwork, photos, jazz photos, and a lot of spirits in the room from all those years. great music, great jazz artists performing there. So it's one of the jazz legends in the country, if not the world.
Yeah. We're actually going to go to a birthday party that was held at the Village Vanguard. I believe this was for Betty Carter. And I'm not sure exactly when this was performed. There's no dates on the album. But we're going to listen to a composition by Bobby Troup and Neil Hefti. And this is more or less a standard nowadays. It's called Girl Talk. We've got Norman Simmons on piano, Lyle Atkinson on bass, and Ald Harwood on drums. My guest this afternoon is David Williams, as we feature the music from the greatest jazz club in the world, the Village Vanguard.
They're part of girl talk. of all our friends. The who, the how, the why we dish the dead, it never ends. By the weaker sex, the talking sex, you know the lady. We wouldn't change it for a ton of gold. It's my plan. Take no hurt. Understand this girl. Talk so. The dirt never ends. Why the weaker sex, the talking sex, we talk, talk, talk and talk, you model man be old.
CHUO FM 89.1, and is only bilingual campus community radio station. CHUO FM 89.1, our diversity, your radio.
That was music from one of the greatest jazz trumpeters out there, Woody Shaw. And Dawood, you were just telling me about Woody Shaw and his being from Newark, New Jersey, eh?
From Newark.
Newark, yeah.
New Jersey, which is a hop, skip, and a throw from Jersey City, where I live. Mm. And Woody Shaw and there's some really fantastic musicians that came out of Newark, New Jersey. An example, Wayne Shorter and Eddie Gladden. We mm-hmm. talked about him. And Andy Bay and the Bay Sisters. But there's Leo Johnson and Babs Gonzalez. And, you know, there's many. Sarah Vaughan, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of some internationally known artists.
That, talented people.
Yeah. Came from Newark along with Woody.
Yeah. You're listening to CHUO-FM broadcasting from the University of Ottawa at 89.1 FM. Well, there was a trip back in time to June of 1996 when I had a chance to sit down and discuss some music and also the Village Vanguard with Dawood David Williams, percussionist and co-founder with the Spirit of Life Ensemble. And the reference that he made in there about them playing at Sweet Basil, well, you can disregard that because Sweet Basil, as far as I know, no longer exists. And I think that the Spirit of Life Ensemble have moved on to other things. But we're going to listen to part two of this interview maybe next week or in the upcoming weeks. And I think you'll be pretty surprised at what Dawood has to say and the great music that we featured around that time frame. It was a lot of fun. Wynton Marsalis was in that last set with a tune called Union Pacific Big Boy. Now, that was taken from an album that Wynton did entitled Big Train. Well, we're going to dig deep into the Bennett archives now and listen to a Bennett snippet.
And meanwhile, back to Lil's Hot Shots in the Vocalion Studios, May the 28th, 1926, for Louis Armstrong singing and playing, of course, Georgia Bobo. Thank you.
Well, that was a Bennett snippet going back in time and listening to one of the little episodes that Gordon had where he featured the music of the great Louis Armstrong. And speaking of Gordon, I just want to mention that actually you might want to write this down in your calendar. Either June the 4th or June the 11th, I haven't made up my mind yet, I'll be featuring an all-Gordon Bennett show. And the reason I'm doing that is because I recently discovered an episode from 1993 that was the crown jewel of At the Jazz Band Ball. It was an episode that Gordon and I had been looking for years. And about a week and a half ago, I discovered it, and I couldn't believe it. This was a show that Gordon and I did on the importance of railroads in the history of jazz. So I'm going to be featuring that show in its entirety, as I said, either on June the 4th or June the 11th. So you might want to mark that down on your calendar. I'm really looking forward to it, actually. Now, we're going to listen to some music from a guitarist from Maine that goes by the name of Mark Kleinhot. Mark Kleinhot has several albums to his credit. He has a brand new album out called Holding the Center, and it's a beautiful recording. He's playing with the trio, bass and drums. And we're going to listen to a song. Actually, this song, I believe, kicks off the album. It's called Intro to Sister Cuba, followed by Sister Cuba.
Thank you. Deutsches aus Ottawa, the weekly German show with your host, Oswin Loewer. Deutsches aus Ottawa is light musical entertainment with highlights from the event calendar, Fußball Bundesliga results, and interesting tidbits of useless information. That's the German show, Sunday afternoons at 3 p.m.
The National Campus and Community Radio Conference lands in the nation's capital this June.
From June 5th to June 10th, broadcasters from across Canada will come together in Ottawa for hands-on training, lectures, panels, concerts, parties, and more.
For $40 a day, you can join us, learn about radio, make connections, and have buckets of fun.
For more info, drop by ncra.ca/conference.
Thank you.
was music from guitarist Bert Osland from his new album entitled Pathfinder. And we heard a track entitled Spanga Station. And just before that, guitarist Mark Kleinhott, taken from his brand new album, Holding the Center, and a beautiful piece of music entitled Sister Cuba. And I also incorporated intro to Sister Cuba on that one as well. You're listening to In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott, coming to you from the University of Ottawa. We're going to head on over to Amsterdam now. We're going to listen to the Danish Radio Jazz Orchestra. And this is an album that they did that was a tribute to the music of pianist Bill Evans, featuring Jim McNeely on piano. And we're going to hear a beautiful version of Turn Out the Stars. Thank you.
Thank you. pour une radio sans stress, dans une atmosphère décontractée, CHUO 89.1, en harmonie avec la communauté et le jazz.
Well, just in case you were wondering who that guitarist was, that was actually a guitarist that's new to my ears, David Boswell, from his new album. It's entitled Bridge of Art, and we heard a track called A Chosen Path. And, you know, I think I'm going to be playing more music from this album in the upcoming episodes of In Transition. He has a very spatial sound to his playing, and the way that he captures the moment and just makes it multidimensional is pretty attractive, at least to these ears. David Boswell, again, from his album Bridge of Art. And before that, we heard the Danish Radio Jazz Orchestra and a beautiful version of Turn Out the Stars. And I don't know about you, but I love the way Jim McNeely plays the piano. He's so delicate and articulate and very expressionistic, if that is such a word, when it comes to performing. And I think he handled that piece very, very well. He's such a brilliant musician. We're going to listen now to another one, and this is another newcomer, at least to me. His name is John Davey. John Davey is a bassist from the States who has an album out called Soundbites. Now, I featured John on the show previously, and what I like about his album is that it contains all original material, and his writing is so, so good. I mean, he just writes beautiful parts for the musicians in his band. And we're going to listen to another example of that right now, another tune from the album Soundbites. This one is called For Art's Sake. Thank you.
sucks.
This is Sarah from Tegan and Sarah. I'm about to start a solo project because I've murdered Tegan. You heard it first on CHUO 89.1 FM.
was a beautiful piece of music from a band known as South Mexico. Taken from their album 5 o'clock Tea, we heard Blues for Elvin. And just before that, bassist John Davey from his latest release entitled Soundbites, and we heard a tune called For Art's Sake. We're going to continue with some music from vocalist Carol Sheehan. Carol Sheehan with Bob Alberti on the piano, and her take on the chestnut, I Am Old Fashioned.
I love the old-fashioned things, the sound of rain upon my window pane, the starry song that April sings. This year's fancies are passing fancies, but sighing sighs, holding hands, these my heart understands. I'm old-fashioned, but I don't mind it. That's how
There's only one other person there, and that's Randy. And Randy, if I could pronounce your last name, I would say it. But I'll just say Randy, baby. Hey, this is Cheeks, Chico Hamilton. Don't forget, in transition, right? That's the name of the game.
Well, we just heard some music all the way from Germany from Norbert Stein. Norbert has an album out called Code Carnival. And we heard a track entitled Just Brave in a Brain. And before that, some music from vocalist Carol Sheehan with I'm Old Fashioned. Well, we don't have much time left, so let's see how much music we can squeeze in until the top of the hour. We're going to start off with vocalist Patricia Barber from her album Companion. And this one is entitled This Isn't Jazz.
An altered skill to slap and tickle a dilettante's muse, a passing chord to woo the flat at five, blue and green to inspire a tired guitarist who dares to reharmonize. Contracts stacked to deliver payment when there's ice in June. White guys with accounts and company stock. A road where the kindness of strangers will have to do. In cities that glamour forgot. Flatfoot floozy with a gentleman's tongue in her ear. A software don reminiscing to the office pack. Backlit bottle's hard surface reflection of the aging frat boy's concern with girls. Thank you. A phone, a drunk, and a beeper as chorus in this rhapsody. An epic poem of romance and decay. A sunglass projection of a bittersweet choice made long ago. To turn night into day. Is this the real thing? Is it a fake? Is this smoke in my lungs? Or is this a lifestyle mistake? Will the New York Times say I'm too white or I'm too black? Shall I complicate the rhythm? Shall I give the money back? Are you confused? Are you amused with my blood in your booze? If this isn't jazz, it will have to do until the real thing comes along. If this isn't love, it will have to do until the real thing comes along. Thank you.
That was music from Ted Sirota. Well, that just about wraps things up for another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott. I just want to wish all the mothers out there a very happy Mother's Day. And on a sad note, the jazz world lost another one this week. Pianist John Hicks passed away in the middle of the week. He was, I believe he was 67 years old. But getting back to the mothers, happy birthday, Mom. Happy Mother's Day, Mom, rather. And I hope you have a great day. And I hope that all the mothers out there have a great day today. Even though the weather isn't holding up, it's the spirit that counts. I'll be back next week with some more jazz. Until then, have a great week. Bye for now.